It's Friday, March 4th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last Friday, a Christian pastor was assaulted by a mob of radical Hindus in Delhi, India, reports International Christian Concern. The mob accused him of being on a conversion mission and forced him to chant Jai Sri Ram, or Glory to Lord Rama, before attacking him. Rama is a male blue-skinned god and is one of 24 incarnations of Vishnu. In Exodus 20, verses 4 and 5, God warns, "You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God." In describing the attack by the Hindus, the Indian pastor said, quote, "They started beating me up and took my phone and my bag, which had my Bible. They were hitting my head constantly and also attacking my chest and stomach. They hit me so much on the head that I was bleeding from my nose and mouth," end quote. Eventually, the pastor managed to break the ropes and run for his life until he found a spot to hide. India is the 10th worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine, the largest of its kind in all of Europe, was on fire in the early hours of Friday morning after coming under attack by Russian troops, reports the Daily Mail. A live feed from the station showed a line of military vehicles firing at buildings at the nuclear plant, causing flames to break out at the site in the southeast portion of the country. It sparked fears of a radiation disaster in the nation currently under invasion by Russian forces. In response to the attack, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of, quote, "nuclear terror," end quote. President Joe Biden used the State of the Union address on Tuesday night to promote abortion. To his shame, he described the killing of 63 million unborn babies since Roe v. Wade as, quote, "health care," end quote, reports LifeNews.com. Although there is no right to abortion, and ending the lives of babies before birth permanently deprives them of liberty and freedom, Biden said, quote, "advancing liberty and justice also requires protecting the rights of women," end quote. Plus, Biden said this:
"The constitutional right affirmed by Roe v. Wade, standing precedent for half a century, is under attack as never before. If you want to go forward, not backwards, you must protect access to health care. Preserve a woman's right to choose."
But the Susan B. Anthony List, a pro-life group, took Biden to task for promoting abortion. They said, quote, "Biden has repeatedly proven that he stands up for the abortion lobby, not the majority of Americans. An overwhelming majority of the American people, 71%, want abortion to be limited to the first 3 months of pregnancy," end quote. On Thursday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Kentucky's Republican Attorney General has the legal right to defend a statewide abortion ban even after the Democrat governor refused to do so, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron, a Republican elected in 2019, had asked a federal court to let him defend a new state law that bans an abortion procedure known as dilation and evacuation, in which an unborn baby is dismembered, piece by piece, while still in the womb or birth canal. The law was passed and signed in 2018 by Republican Governor Matt Bevin, who was then defeated by Democrat Andy Beshear, the current governor. Abortion mills filed suit in federal court seeking to have the pro-life law overturned. Early Thursday morning, a 3.9 magnitude earthquake shook the San Francisco Bay, reports NBC News. The quake struck at about 3:40 a.m. in Sonoma County, but the so-called big one could happen at any moment. Seismologists are most concerned about the Hayward Fault Line, which cuts through the heavily populated Alameda County. The Hayward Fault Line produces big quakes on average every 150 years. The last large trembler on the fault was a 6.8 magnitude in 1868. Scientists estimate a 7.0 magnitude earthquake now could kill hundreds of people and cause billions of dollars in damage. And finally, Ukrainian Christians continue to turn to their faith amid Russia's brutal onslaught as the violent military assault increasingly claims lives and property, reports FaithWire.com. As uncertainty persists, many openly pray and worship, seeking God to calm and ease their pain. Throughout the ordeal, Psalm 31 has taken on special meaning in the hearts of Ukrainians. Anatoly Reshnets of the Ukrainian Bible Society said, quote, "For me,